Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3407BN. Today's date is July 19th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Global Outage, CrowdStrike, Uranium One, Sum of All Fears, At Dawn, We Win. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind. And many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getoliveone.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getoliveone.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getoliveone.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see we are now in the next part of their agenda. They tried to remove Trump. That has completely and utterly failed, which means what do they have left? All they have left is war. And I do believe this is where they're leading us into. And yes, war comes with a cyber attack. War comes with chaos. War comes with all of this, because again, what do they need to do? They need to cover up everything that they have done, and they need to make sure that Trump doesn't become elected. Because again, if he becomes elected, what happens to them? It is game over. So now we're at the point of their 16-year plan where they've decided, okay, we tried everything else. We tried to get him on Russia, 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 impeachment hoax number one, number two. We tried to indict him. We brought up other cases. We tried to convince people that he's a scary orange man. All of that has failed. And then they tried to assassinate him, and they never expected him to live. And the people now are on his side. The people now are saying, you know what? Enough is enough. So what happens next? Well, I do believe the deep state players, they know that we're going to have a presidential election. They know that they either have to cheat or postpone the election or just let Trump win. Those are pretty much the three scenarios. So if they're going to cheat in the election, what do they need to do? They need to make sure they have someone in there that can actually do halfway decent in the polls so they can make the difference up with the ballots. That is what they're trying to do now. They are trying to have the change of batter because they realize that Biden, no matter what, he's never going to be able to eke out the number of votes that he needs or they need to cheat in the election. So Obama, they have now started to leak information. Remember, they're in a battle right now. We have the Bidens on one side and we have Obama, Pelosi, Schumer, and the rest on the other side. And they're leaking information to force Biden out. Now, again, Biden can just step down. Biden can say, you know something, I'm out. But it looks like Biden is pushing back. And they're continually saying that he's not dropping out. Now, remember, Obama is going to give him many different chances. The first chance is, look, you're not going to be able to pull this off. The fake news is already saying that Trump's going to win a landslide. All this news is coming out because they're trying to convince him that he's not going to be able to do it. So just tell everyone that you're not running and let's move on from here. Biden most likely is going to be very, very stubborn, like we see, because Biden and Obama really don't get along. And actually, Trump confirmed this. And I do believe he's going to push back, which he's doing. But remember, Obama, he has insurance policies. What does he have? He has the special counsel Her recordings. On his instructions, those will be released when they are needed. And I do believe that if Biden continually pushes back and becomes the nominee, they will use the special counsel Her recordings. Now, I don't think Obama's going to come up and say, hey, by the way, let's release the recordings. No, they're going to allow the House to continually fight for them. And the House is finally going to get them at the right moment, at the right time. And people are going to hear it. Then, most likely, they're going to force Biden to take a cognitive test. And this is when everything falls apart for Biden. So I do believe what they're doing is they're setting all of this up and giving Biden these chances. There's a battle now going on inside the Democratic Party. And the D's, those people that are watching all this play out, they're watching this. And they want someone different because they're being told we must have someone different. And what's very interesting is they're continually saying that Biden's going to resign and he doesn't want to endorse Kamala. Now, really think about that. That would actually hurt their party a lot. I mean, that'd be great if that happened because, again, we'd had this vice president in office and Biden's not going to endorse her, which means should she be there? And they're going to have to get an entire new team, if you really think about it. And we have Kamala and Biden in office, and Biden doesn't have confidence in her to be president. But if something happens to Biden, she becomes president. I mean, really think about this for a second. Would this help the D party? No, this would hurt the D party. Do you think Obama would go down this path? I don't think so. I mean, it'd be great if they did. It would be incredible for we the people. But I don't think they're that stupid. I don't think they would go down that path. It wouldn't make any sense. But we've seen stranger things. Now, what's very interesting, as the RNC was wrapping up, all of a sudden, we had a global outage across the globe. Everything went down. Hospitals, airlines, computer systems, you name it. Everything just came to a screeching halt, and everyone got the blue screen. And this was because of CrowdStrike. It wasn't a cyber attack. CrowdStrike was doing an update. I do believe they were doing something where they needed to add something into the system because where are we headed? We're headed towards war. And if we're going to head towards war, there has to be an attack on this country. And they love an invisible type of an attack. Think about COVID. COVID was invisible. Can they convince you very, very easily that it's very, very deadly? Yeah, all they got to do is put numbers on their screen, make you believe that everyone's getting it, pay the hospitals to report everyone is dying from COVID, and you believe this invisible thing that's floating around is actually getting everyone infected and actually killing people. It's very, very easy to do. The same thing with a cyber attack. Does Russia, North Korea, Iran, or China really have to cyber attack us? Absolutely not. How can you do it? Well, remember the phone systems went down. Now we have CrowdStrike. Their system went down. I do believe they inserted certain code. All you have to do is insert a kill switch. Once the kill switch is inserted, it is very easy then to control what's going to happen, which means they could tell you, wow, look, the Russia, North Korea, or whoever, they just cyber attacked the airlines. The systems are down. People are going to go, holy crap, you're right. Look, the systems are down. It must be Russia. It must be North Korea. It must be China. It must be Iran. Oh, look, the power went out in this town. Oh, it must be them. Oh, the water systems are non-functioning. It must be them. The election systems, they're not functioning. Oh, it must be the foreign entity that cyber attacked us. They can make you believe this very, very easily. And I do believe they are prepping for this. And remember, CrowdStrike, what were they involved in before? They were involved in Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and everything else. Think about that. And the other thing that's very interesting is that the end of the RNC, they played Nasun Dorma from Sum of All Fears. And at the end of Nasun Dorma, the translation is, at dawn, I win, I win, I win. And I do believe Trump is going to win at dawn after the elections. But before we get there, I do believe it's going to be a very, very bumpy ride. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Hunter Biden, because Hunter Biden, he is trying to get his gun case dismissed. And he's trying to use the same exact scenario that was used against Jack Smith, where he's saying that there was no way that Weiss could become the special counsel, just like Jack Smith. So my case can be actually dismissed at this point. But I do believe that Dave Weiss, his appointment, I do believe was constitutional compared to Jack Smith, which is completely unconstitutional. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that as everyone comes over the border, we don't know who they are. These are all the criminals that the deep state players are bringing in. And they keep making it a very big deal that it's not the illegals that you should be afraid of. You should be afraid of those people that have assault rifles, which there's no such thing as an assault rifle. But they like to say that because it sounds scary. And they like to show pictures of the scary rifle, which is just an AR, Armalite. And it shoots a bullet. It doesn't do anything special, like it's not a machine gun or anything like that. And they like to scare the people. But when you really look into it and you look at and you compare the number of ARs and you compare the number of legals and who's committing more crimes, who's murdering more people, well, I think the picture becomes very, very clear. Mostly Peaceful is in the eyes of the media put this out and said, there are 25 million AR-15 style rifles in the U.S. There are 20 million illegals in the U.S., per year, illegals murder about 2,000 people. All rifles are involved in about 550 murders each year. That includes the AR-15 style, as well as all other types of rifles, estimating which would save more lives. So when you start to look at this and you start to hear it in that way, which would save more lives? I think getting rid of the illegals. And you have to remember, when you break down the ARs and who's shooting them, this could be an illegal shooting an AR. Or a gang member shooting an AR. Most likely, most of these crimes that are committed by criminals that got the weapon illegally. So when you really put this in perspective, you could see how what they've been telling us is completely fake, phony, and false. And by the way, they love to lie to us. They've been lying to us since the beginning of time. Since they've taken control, since they've been manipulating everything, these individuals, they have lied to our faces over and over and over, and it's time to break this cycle. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots are doing. But we could see we are headed into the final countdown. Remember Dan Scavino? He put out the video with the final countdown song. So I do believe we're heading to that part of the 16-year plan where they're going to bring us to war, there's going to be chaos, and there's going to be attacks on this country. And Trump, he's already preparing and prepping for what? He's prepping for peace. That is what he's doing. Viktor Orban already went to Putin out in Russia. He visited Zelensky in Ukraine. He visited Xi in China, came back to Mar-a-Lago, spoke to Trump. Now we have Trump. He is going to have a call with Zelensky. OSINT Defender put this out and said, former U.S. president and Republican nominee Donald J. Trump will hold his first call with Ukraine President Zelensky since 2020 on Friday, with them expected to talk about the ongoing war with Russia as well as the next peace summit. So you think Trump is now setting it all up? You think he's now putting everything into place to usher in peace when the deep state players push war? Because you have to remember, all those deep state players, they're going to tell you war is good. The fake news is going to tell you war is good. The corrupt politicians are going to say war is good. On the other side, you're going to have Trump saying, no, war is bad. We need peace. I can actually negotiate peace. You elect me, we can have peace. Now, remember, people are going to think we're heading towards war because why? I do believe the country will be attacked one way or another. I do believe it will be a controlled attack. Do I think there'll be a city that will be obliterated? No, I don't believe so. Do I think there might be a nuclear explosion? I think there might be, maybe over the water. Or there might be some type of device or something inside the country where everyone is glued to their TV set and they're watching it as they try to disarm it. And I do believe that will all of this will be followed up with a cyber attack. Remember, to bring the people in any country to war, you have to trick them. You have to use some type of an event to trick them into going into war, because most people won't stand up and say, you know what? I think war is the best answer. Wait, we're going into nuclear war? Definitely the best answer. No, most people say, I don't want war. I want peace. I don't want my family getting killed. I don't want a nuclear bomb falling on my house. I don't want that. So the deep state players, they will use any type of an event they possibly can. Now, what's very interesting, and we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later, about some of all fears, the global outage. What's very interesting is that Trump is now warning all these different countries that are holding our hostages, especially out in Gaza, letting them know if the hostages are not released by the time he is in office, there's going to be a very big price they're going to pay. So this is very interesting. I do believe Trump, he is now warning everyone about what is coming their way. Because once he gets into the White House, remember, it's peace through strength. So he's warning them now, when I'm elected and I'm back in office, I'm coming after you. Just be sure of this. I'm not kidding. I do what I say. And if you don't release them, it's going to be pretty darn bad for you. And I do believe these people believe him. But let's see how this all plays out as we move forward. Now, the other thing that we see happening right now, we see that Obama, he's leading the charge. Yes, he's leaking all the information out. Everything that you're seeing where they're saying, oh, Biden says he's going to drop out. Biden says he's going to not endorse Kamala. Biden says he's not continuing. This is the other side of the Democratic Party trying to force Biden out. They're using all these tactics. And yes, are they putting out the truth? No, this is why the White House is countering all this, saying, we never said this. This is not happening. This is not what's going on. But Obama and team, they must continually push this to convince Biden to step down on his own. Canico the Great put this out and said, Barack Obama has told allies that Biden's path to victory has greatly diminished and the vice president needs to seriously consider the viability of his candidacy. The people who say Trump is a threat to democracy are about to throw out the votes cast for Biden in the Democratic primary because they don't think he can win. So they're trying to remove him because they don't think he can win. Now, yesterday, a story came out from Mark Halperin. And Mark Halperin is letting everyone know that from multiple sources, Biden is going to step down on his own. And they're saying that he plans to announce a withdrawal from nomination as early as this weekend, with Sunday most likely, that John Meacham polishing up remarks. Biden will most likely just resign. He will not endorse Harris. There'll be an open convention with Harris and about three others. Superdelegates will not be able to allow to vote on the first ballot. Harris is vetting at least four possible running mates, including Andy Beshear and possibly Shapiro. So something just doesn't sound right about all of this, because once again, why would they do this before the nomination? Because once again, they're going to have to find people. Other people can enter into the nomination. I mean, hey, listen, if they want to do this and they want to destroy their own party, it's fine by, I think, all of us. But again, it doesn't make sense. And it doesn't sound like this is something Obama would actually do. Yes, he wants Biden to step down, but I think he wants him to be the nominee. I think he's just prepping him to actually step down after he's the nominee, and he wants him to resign on his own. And I do believe there is a war going on right now because, again, Biden is very, very stubborn. We talked about this before, going way, way back in time, that I do believe it's going to come down to Obama and Biden and who's going to give first. They're going to try to get Biden to resign on his own. When he doesn't, I do believe Obama will use the special counsel her tapes. He'll give Merrick Garland the signal. It is now time to allow this to be out there. The House will keep pushing. It will look very natural that the House actually got the tapes from Merrick Garland, that Merrick Garland has handed them over. But Until that time, they're going to fight, and not hand them over. And I do believe that this is all happening right now because they're in a fight. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, Biden campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond rebukes claims that Joe Biden is considering bowing out, says it's absolutely false. Coming out of the Hill, Biden campaign reiterates president will be nominee in post-RNC memo. So there is definitely a battle going on right now. And yes, you have Obama, Pelosi, Schumer, and the rest. They're leaking all this information, and they're trying to get everyone prepared and ready for when Biden drops out, or they have to force him out. And they're building up the narrative. Now, very interestingly, during the RNC, we have the DOJ. They filed a brief opposing effort to the Freedom of Information Act request for the Biden heard recording, saying it could interfere with pending investigations and reasonably anticipated future investigations. So right now, they're saying, listen, we're not handing it over with the Freedom of Information Act. We're not handing over anything because we haven't gotten the signal from Obama yet. Once he gives the signal, we'll say, okay, we don't need this anymore. The investigations are complete and you can have this. And they want the House to fight for it because they want it to look natural. It's not going to be like, hey, by the way, Obama's going to come out and say, hey, by the way, I called him up. I said, listen, release the tapes. I don't think it's going to work out that way. They want this to look natural. They want the House to fight for it. Eventually, if Biden doesn't step down on his own, they will use this against him, which will then lead into a cognitive test, which will then lead into the 25th Amendment. And I do believe they're already prepping and they're prepared for the replacement. Michael Flynn Jr. put this out on X. He says, I hope the Democrats are arrogant enough to replace Joe Biden with Hillary Clinton. Now, that is very interesting. So will they replace Hillary Clinton with Joe Biden to run as president? What happens to Kamala? How would the world see this? Because you're replacing Biden with a white woman and you're jumping over Kamala, who's a black woman. I mean, they can do it. I don't think this is going to work to their benefit. I think their party is going to be a little angry about this, especially with the black population. They're already losing the black population. So I do believe what's going to happen is most likely Kamala, if you want to keep everything going the way you want it to go, Kamala will be the presidential nominee. Kamala will then bring in maybe Hillary Clinton as the VP. And then later on, as the polling is not going well, there'll be an excuse or a reason why Kamala can't run in the election. And they'll try to swap her out probably with Michelle Obama. But again, we'll have to see how this all plays out. I think personally, that is their best scenario right now. And it actually brings us completely full circle because we started with what? Obama and Hillary Clinton. Think about what they did to Trump in the very, very beginning. Hillary Clinton paid for the Steele dossier, the Alpha Bank hoax. Obama spied on Trump and was a shadow president while Trump was in office. So do I think Trump wants to come full circle and out these individuals? I do believe so. Plus, I think he wants to show that Obama is treasonous to this country. And the reason why they have to do this is because it's not because Biden has mental problems. It's not because he has a disease. It's because he doesn't have the votes. He's losing the Latinos. He's losing the black vote. He's losing the white vote. He's losing the D's. He's losing everyone. Wall Street Silver put this out and said 31% drop in support among black women between 2020 and 2024. And actually, when you look at this, it's a complete and utter disaster. And MSNBC, Maddow, actually was discussing this and she's shocked about it. And we can see there's a lot of moderate D's that are now moving away from the deep state players, moving away from their party. Jason put this out and said, Trump is flipping every moderate I know and many lifelong Democrats by speaking to all Americans in a way that the Democrats have forgotten how to do. There are a lot of lessons here for the Democrats, from having a positive message to building a big, non-judgmental tent and listening to your constituents as opposed to lecturing them. Well, the reason why they're lecturing them is because they're installed. They really don't have constituents and they're listening to another master. But Elon responded to this and said, yep, that's exactly what's going on. And I do believe Trevor Goss explains the whole thing of why they're removing Biden. We've said this before, but let me just read what he wrote here. The steal only worked in 2020 because Biden's higher polling numbers made it possible, plausible. Few rational people believe Biden actually won, given the bellwether counties data and countless other inconsistencies. But from the steal standpoint, it was close enough that it could be in the range of believable to a segment of the population. But if they keep Biden now with these poll numbers and go with the steal again and he wins, no one will believe it because the result will be so different than the polling. I believe this is the main fight they're having internally. If the results don't match the polling by enough variance, judges might actually hear election cases this time around instead of dismissing them on standing and other BS. If that happens, there is a possibility that enough is uncovered that the entire scam of elections is laid bare. They can't risk that with Biden, so they have to get him out. They have to have a candidate that polls higher so that the steal is plausible and thus believable to enough people. And he's absolutely right. And this is why they need him out. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they've been pushing the deep state players down this path. They've been countering everything that they've been trying to do. And they're hoping that they remove Biden. This is why Trump is continually out there saying, hey, they should keep Biden in the race. You see, he uses reverse psychology. Oh, I want Biden to stay in. You know what the deep state players are going to do. They're going to make the case of why they got to get rid of him. Hey, I want the central bank not to cut the rates in September. Well, you know what's going to happen? The deep state's going to say, no, we need you to cut the rates in September. This is how you get them to do what you want. You push them a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. Now they're going in the direction I exactly want them to go. And we can see that they're going to actually have to bring in candidates that poll halfway decent. So if you have a known name, they could do it. But if you have a known name and they have no poll numbers, they're not popular, nobody knows who they are they going to be able to pull this off? Most likely not. I do believe they're going to have to bring in people that actually have names, people that are known. Because remember, it's the late stage of the game. You're not going to really have a full campaign if you're bringing someone in the middle of August. So you're going to need someone that's halfway decent, halfway popular, where they can pick up the polls very easily without the campaign part. Yes, they'll do a little bit of campaigning, but they need someone that's already at that level. And I do believe the only individual that can actually do this at this point, even though the poll numbers show it's not going to work against Trump, is Michelle Obama. Remember, they don't need Michelle Obama to beat Trump. They need Michelle Obama to be very, very close, or a little bit closer to Trump than Biden, to try to pull this off. And if they add in Hillary Clinton, again, this might bring it down or might bring it up. We don't know. They might think they have a winning ticket. Now, if they bring in anyone else, like Wes Moore or Gavin Newsom or Whitmer or any other people that they're thinking of bringing in, I don't think they're popular enough. A lot of these people have a lot of baggage behind them. I don't think they'll be able to pull it off. So either way we look at it, when we approach the election, I don't think they will have the ability to cheat. And remember, it's either they just let Trump win, they try to cheat, and they try to win, or they delay the election because they realize they can't cheat. So those are the scenarios right now. And I do believe we're heading towards the scenario where they might try to delay the elections with some type of outage in this country, a cyber attack. Remember, I do believe they're bringing us to war. They're bringing us to a place where this will cover up everything that they have done. This will stop the elections. This will be what they need. Because remember, what happened with the World Trade Center? When that came down, all investigations into the money and everything else completely and utterly disappeared because everyone was distracted. They're hoping that they can do this. I think this is going to fail because I do believe Trump has countermeasures and I do believe he knows the playbook and he wants him actually to head down this path because they're going to use chaos. Now, I want to talk about the things that people are afraid to say out loud. Who is in control of America's nukes? It's not Biden. Meanwhile, we have Russian ships off the coast of Florida and full-blown wars in Ukraine and Israel. The world is at its most unstable point since World War II, except now, with nuclear weapons. The stakes are 10 times higher. How do people like you and I stay safe? Every prepper needs to have RadioGuard ASE, the only FDA-approved drug to treat radioactive fallout. Only the feds have it until now. That's why I partnered with 5G Free, the only company in the world that has a supply of RadioGuard ASE and the ability to prescribe it prophylactically. Get their radiation emergency kit with RadioGuard ASE, potassium iodide, Zofran, and Geiger counter. There's simply no other tool in your arsenal to protect against radioactive threat. Go to 5gfree.com/x22 and use x22 to save 10%. I have a radiation kit and so should you. That's 5gfree.com/x22, code x22. They're going to use the illegals out on the streets. He wants this because this makes it easier to round them up, especially when the invaders start to destroy the country from within. It's no longer illegals just coming into this country. Now they're attacking the country from within. And since we were attacked from the outside, who's already activated? The military. And Trump has already said he would use the military to round these people up. I don't even think he has to call the military out. I think they'll be ready to go at a moment's notice. And they will be able to work with the National Guard to round and control what is going on in this country. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about the cyber attack, the outages. But let's just talk about the shooter for a sec. Because the assassin, as we should say, it looks like the story is getting crazier and crazier every single day. Josh Howley says, whistleblowers tell me that most of Trump's security detail working the event last Saturday were not even Secret Service. DHS assigned unprepared and inexperienced personnel. Anyone think that was an accident? No. When you have an op and you're removing an asset, you don't bring in the best of the best. You bring in the people that you know are not going to be able to do the job because you need to pull this off. You need to make sure that the person, your target, is going to get hit. So you make sure that the patsy is able to sneak a rifle in, is able to bring a ladder in, is able to get on the roof. Nobody can notice him. Nobody notices him. You also need those people that are guarding Trump. You need those people that really aren't the Secret Service, those people that can't really do the job. Because you need these people that are the worst of the worst to make sure that they don't protect Trump. This is their op. And what's very interesting is that Thomas Crooks, he has threatened to shoot up his high school and put bombs in bathrooms years before his failed assassination. So people knew that there's something wrong with him. He was threatening the school. Are we sure that the FBI didn't know about this guy? Because I think the FBI lies to us over and over and over. Because they told us he was a lone wolf, but now he has communications with other people. So how is he a lone wolf? Means that someone was directing him. Their entire story doesn't make sense. They also told us that he has no medical problems. Well, we come to find out that, yeah, he does have medical problems. There's something wrong here, and we know what it is. They never expected Trump to live. They expected him to die. They expected a civil war. They expected a big distraction. No one would pay attention to what happened during that day that that Trump was shot because they expected cities to be burning right now. They expected death on the streets. Everyone would have forgotten what happened. Their entire plan fell apart. And now they're in the process of trying to cover up everything. And this is where it's becoming very, very difficult because they need to make up additional stories, which actually they're not stories, they're lies. They need to lie and tell another lie. And what happens when you keep doing this? The truth starts to come out because people start to realize that they're lying. Now, it's come out that this individual had two cell phones and three encrypted accounts overseas. So let me just get this straight. This 20-year-old, he had the ability to have two phones. He's talking to someone overseas, maybe the CIA, and he had the ability to get into the fairgrounds because he was scoping it out days before. We just so happen to have this unprepared team to come in to protect Trump. And you're trying to say this is all a coincidence. I don't think it is a coincidence. And I do believe it's time for maybe Christopher Ray, who I do believe is a sleeper. I think it's time for him to wake up now, because Christopher Ray is going to be testifying in front of the House Judiciary Committee. And this is going to happen on July 24th. Now, again, this hearing is not part of the assassination. I do believe that this was already in the books, but I do believe we're going to see something that maybe we didn't expect, or maybe it's going to happen a little bit later. Because what's very interesting, there's a post 3537, July 29, 2019. It says, and this is coming from an Anon, Ray is a sleeper, future marker. Now, remember, the deep state players, they've been depending on Ray to cover for them this entire time. What happens if the tables are turned now? What happens if Ray starts to talk about other things? Remember, Ray has been warning the entire country that there's going to be some type of an attack on our infrastructure. So I do believe something is about to happen. Remember, we're in the final countdown of all of this. And as we finished up the RNC, all of a sudden, we had widespread IT outages reported across the globe, not just in this country, across the globe. Major U.S. airlines, they grounded flights. 911 emergency systems were affected. Robbie Starbuck put this out and said, there's a worldwide IT outage due to a new Windows CrowdStrike update. 911 systems are down. Many emergency services and even home alarm systems are down. Some governments are holding meetings. Some news channels cannot broadcast. Flights are grounded. Payment systems are not working. ATMs are down. Train stations are down. Casinos and hotels affected by this, where many guests can't leave, enter the rooms. Insane that one company's failed update can do all of this damage. And according to the Alaska State Troopers Facebook page, Alaska has experienced technology-related outages across the state. So this one little update brought down everything. So let's put this in perspective. If there's a cyber attack, do they have the ability to bring a lot of these different areas down? They do. Now, what happens if they were inserting some type of malware, some type of kill switch, where they can actually bring the system down? Now, they have fixed the problem, allegedly, or was this all part of their plan to actually bring the system down with this update and then bring it back up so the malware now is active and this way they can control it? Most likely, I'm thinking yes. So CrowdStrike CEO says it's not a cyber attack and a fix has been deployed after causing global IT outages. The company stock is down 20% pre-market. So you have to remember that Microsoft, and this comes from Kyle Becker, Microsoft is a key player in securing America's elections. Think about that for a second. So this will affect the election systems. Do you think when they connect to the internet, I'm talking about the election systems, do you think they're going to get the malware downloaded to the system, or maybe they're already connected now? I do believe so. I do believe this is how they're going to delay the elections. And we're starting to see that this is starting to play out. And what's very interesting is that Elon Musk, he just deleted CrowdStrike from all of their systems. And they're not allowing rollouts or anything anymore. So any system that doesn't use CrowdStrike is going to be okay during this type of scenario. Now, once again, I do believe that this now can spread even further to communications and everything else. And that's why I do believe we have the emergency broadcast system. And this is why people are going to get the alerts with that system, because I do believe in many different areas, it's going to be very spotty. Power might be out. You might not be able to get water. And I think to communicate, they're going to need a way to do this with everybody. And I do believe this is why this has been set up from the very, very beginning, because they knew that the deep state players, they were going to try to bring us into war. And to get us into war, they're going to have to delay the election. They're going to have an attack on this country. And it looks like we're heading in that direction. But there are a couple of posts with CrowdStrike. So this is post 4016, April 30, 2020. In the middle, it says CrowdStrike code insert. Very interesting. post 3841, February 7, 2020. Down below, it says, if dirty cops ran the investigation into the DNC breach, could an argument be made that it was corrupt? If dirty cops ran the investigation into election interference, could an argument be made that it is corrupt? If dirty cops ran the investigation into HRC, Hillary Clinton, private server email scandal, could an argument be made it was corrupt? Russia did not penetrate the DNC server. Internal DL release, CrowdStrike, manipulation of source. Russia did not interfere with the U.S. election of 2016. CrowdStrike, manipulation of source. The truth will be made public. So CrowdStrike is responsible for this. And I do believe they just updated their systems to actually down the election system. They're not going to be able to cheat the way they did in 2020. I do believe this election is much, much different. And remember, they blamed the hack of the DNC on Russia, but it was actually Seth Rich that downloaded the information onto a USB key. So I do believe that information is going to be coming out very, very soon. But let's go to post 809. It says, 187 sold Intel. Hillary Clinton open source server, missing emails, CrowdStrike, in brackets, bold, capitalized, granted access, betrayed, only the tip. This will be made public soon. So this CrowdStrike system is part of the treasonous deep state cybersecurity apparatus. And this is what they use. So again, I do believe there might have been something that was inserted into the system because it looks like the CrowdStrike CEO, he looks a little panicked, a little nervous when he was being interviewed on a news station, the Today Show. Green Lives Matter put this out and said, oh my God, CrowdStrike CEO starts panicking and choking on his words when the media asks him why a single content update would shut down the entire system. Look how nervous this man is. What is he hiding? What is he hiding? Does he know what happened? I do believe so. But think about it. As we approach the election, what does Trump have in the House right now? He has the SAVE Act, which means you have to prove that you're a citizen to vote. You have to show ID to vote in the election. Now, I do believe he did this on purpose. He got the House to pass it. Why? Because what pushes bills, events? Think about what happened during 9/11. They had the Patriot Act just sitting there. What happened? Oh, there was an event. They passed it. They just so happened to have it ready. Trump is using the same exact strategy on the deep state players. He has the SAVE Act sitting in the House. It's already passed. And when there's an event and we're attacked by a foreign entity, and we know it's going to be from inside domestically and from outside, what happens? Well, if we're attacked, there's a national security threat. The election system is part of the national infrastructure. And what does that mean? It means that we need to make sure that whoever's going to vote in person, they need to be a United States citizen. They must show ID. Because again, if we're at war or we're approaching war and we're attacked, who can we trust? Remember, this is our presidential election. Do you know if the attackers are in this country? Do you know if they came over the border? I think people are going to be very concerned. I do believe the case is going to be made that we need to make sure. And just by chance, by coincidence, we have the SAVE Act just sitting there waiting. Do you think there'll be a push to pass that? How are the D's going to argue against it when the United States was attacked? This is going to be very, very difficult for them. And look what happened out in Arizona. Trump, he put this out. He said, today, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of election integrity. Voters in Arizona who register with the state and do not provide proof of citizenship will be rejected. This is a victory for election integrity in Arizona. Only U.S. citizens should be allowed to vote in our elections. It sounds like common sense, but the radical left elected officials in our state continue to reject this notion, disrespecting the provision in our law. And it's time for Congress to take action to ensure only lawful U.S. citizens are voting in federal races. And he's absolutely right. And I do believe this is why he put the SAVE Act in place. And I do believe, I wouldn't be surprised if that is passed during this event. When I say event, I'm talking about the attack on this country, that where the deep state is trying to push us into war. Because again, if their systems are down and they're trying to delay the elections, all we have left is voter ID and paper. And if we're attacked, you want to make sure that every citizen is who they say they are. Because again, if the enemy attacked us, do they want Trump as the president? No, they want the people that are treasonous to this country. So I think the people are going to see this. I think the people are going to push their representatives to pass this. And they're going to get a lot of flack. And I think it's going to look pretty darn bad for the D party. And I think they're going to have no choice at this point. You know, the middle range corrupt individuals, they're going to have no choice but to pass it. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But during the RNC convention, Trump gave an incredible speech. And his speech pretty much was about peace and unity. Now, of course, the deep state players, what did they do? They took his speech where he's calling for the country to unite, where he's saying we just can't have half the country. We need the majority of the country to unite, to have peace. And we need to take back this country. But of course, the fake news, the deep state players, they took this a completely different way, of course, because they don't want unity. They don't want peace. They don't want the people coming together. Patriots Are Control put this out and said, Trump preaches unity. The media continues to divide. And you see the New York Times, Politico, ABC News, Axios, Forbes, CNN, and the rest, all they talk about is how they want division. ABC News, RNC 2024, day four updates. Trump pitches unity, but receives old grievances. New York Times, one of the truly awful and self-indulgent performances of our time, the best and worst moments from night four of the convention. Forbes, Trump blasts Biden and crazy Nancy Pelosi despite promise unity theme. No, he doesn't want unity with treasonous people. He wants unity with the people of this country, the patriots of this country, the citizens of this country. He's not talking to the treasonous people. So he told the deep state players, we want peace, we want unity, and let's move forward and actually just elect the next president. He is always giving the bad guys a choice. Let's do this, let the people decide, and let's finish this. But we know the deep state players, they don't react like that. The DNC, the deep state players, they're going to push their plan, and their plan is the 16-year plan, and they're pushing us right into war. And what's very interesting is that Trump had Christopher Macchio sing Nessun Dorma, which means none shall sleep. And this is from the movie Some of All Fears back in 2002, where you had deep state players, they were trying to start World War III. They stole an old atomic bomb where Israel lost it in the desert. It actually came from the U.S. That's where the isotope actually came from. We had the deep state players get that bomb and they converted it and they shipped it into the United States. And the president at the time was actually at a football game and the bomb blew up in the stadium. And then it was blamed on Russia, even though Russia didn't do it. And they wanted the United States to react. And that's exactly what happened. And then Russia reacted and so on and so forth because they wanted to start a war. And this was going to be World War III. So this is from the movie Some of All Fears, Nessun Dorma. And what happened at the end, the Russian president and the U.S. president figured it all out with the help of Jack Ryan. And they actually put a plan together to have peace. And both sides, their teams, one from Russia, one from U.S., they went after the bad guys. As the teams were going after the bad guys, Nessun Dorma was playing in the background. And at the end of the song, there's a special meaning, which I do believe this is why Trump plays it. Just take a listen to the end of the RNC. So at the end of the song, the translation is, at dawn, I will win, I will win, I will win. I think Trump is letting everyone know that he knows exactly what the deep state is planning. And after the election, at dawn, he has won. The people have taken back this country. But again, all the events that lead up to this is all part of the sum of all fears, which is very interesting. So when you look at what's happening with CrowdStrike, when you look at what's happening with the deep state players, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are now pushing them down this path. And this path is to actually destroy their own voting system so we can have a true vote on who's going to be the president. But since this aria was played at the end of the RNC, let's go back to a couple of posts because there are a couple of posts that have the word sum of all fears. Post 936, March 10, 2018. It says the Nazi order, NWO, N does not refer to new. It also does not refer to Nazi. The sum of all fears, North Korea, POTUS, hostage threat, disarm, stage set, freedom. Post 1306. This is April 30th, 2018. I'm going to read in the middle of it. What if uranium-1 material ended up in Syria? What would be the primary purpose? Sum of all fears. In the movie, where did the material come from? What country? What would happen if Russia or another foreign state supplied uranium to Iran or Syria? War. What does uranium-1 provide? Define cover. Now think about this. Think about what happened in the movie. The isotope that's used in the bomb was traced back to the United States. Remember the uranium-1 scandal where Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, they were involved in selling uranium to Russia? What happens if Russia gave that uranium to Iran? What happens if they gave it to North Korea? What happens if there's a nuclear weapon that is launched or delivered to the United States? And what happens if it explodes? And what happens if it's traced back to the United States? What happens if it's traced back to the people that sold it? Think about that for a second. And what's very interesting is that Blinken, right on schedule, came out with this announcement. Iran is 1 or 2 weeks away from reaching capacity of producing fissile material for nuclear weapons. So all of a sudden, he's claiming this. Now, I want to go to post 3734 because this part is very, very interesting. This is December 19, 2019, and Anon says, this makes me think of some of all fears. Down below, and I'm going to read the top line, also think White Squall, RE, Cuban Missile Crisis, JFK. So think about it. We don't have the treaty between Russia and the United States. So that means the United States and Russia can actually bring in mid-range and long-range missiles very, very close to the other country, which means in the end, Russia could ship missiles to their ships in Cuba. They can ship them to North Korea, or they can put them up to the border of NATO. The same thing that can happen with the U.S. So that might be the Cuban Missile Crisis. But the other thing that's very interesting is think White Squall. So the question is, what is a White Squall and where did we hear this before? Well, it was a movie. It was called White Squall. That's where we go on, we go all comes from. Bunch of young men going off on a sailboat. And when they were on the sailboat, they ran into a white squall. And a white squall is a sudden, powerful gust of wind that occurs at sea without warning. It's a type of windstorm that can manifest as a whirlwind and is different from other squalls. There's no black clouds. There's nothing like that. So let's think about this for a second. Let's say there is a nuclear weapon. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but again, let's just put it out there. Let's say there is a nuclear weapon, maybe from Iran. It is then launched. It's launched at the United States. Or maybe it's launched from North Korea. Maybe it's launched from Russia. Makes no difference at this point because we know they're just going to pick a country. Let's say it's launched and it's heading towards the United States over the ocean. And the United States has to intercept it. Now, if we're going to war, the people, if they see this, they will think we're being attacked. And they can show this on the news. people will get very, very scared. People will be very nervous. And again, we have different defense systems. The first one is to get it in orbit if it's a ballistic missile. If we miss it there, then we have the ships out at sea to shoot it down. If not, then we have the missiles on land. So what happens if we explode it out in sea? Maybe it's on the East Coast. I'm just going to pick the East Coast. Let's say that explodes. Maybe people see the blast miles away. And what happens if there's a gust of wind that hits the East Coast? Very strong wind from the nuclear blast. It's almost like a white squall, right? Because it's not a typical, you know, black cloud storm. We're just getting this gust of wind that's hitting the East Coast. You think this would scare the people? Do you think the people would say, holy crap, we heard it? There was, you know, you can hear the boom and we felt the wind blast. Will it break with some windows? Will it maybe flip a car? Who knows? But again, would this scare the people enough into thinking that someone was trying to attack us? I mean, that is one scenario. I mean, in the movie Of Some of All Fears, they actually brought the nuclear weapon in, put it in a vending machine and had it blow up the entire stadium and people died. Hopefully that doesn't happen. I don't think it will happen. Maybe they'll have a nuclear weapon here and they have to disarm it. And the fake news keeps cameras around it and people are scared the entire time. But if it does happen over the ocean, we can actually then feel that type of burst of air hitting the East Coast or maybe the West Coast. I mean, you can pick either coast. And would that scare the people enough to think that we're heading towards war? I do believe so. Then if there's a cyber attack on this country, do people believe that we've been attacked? I do believe so. So these are the scenarios, and we can see we're heading down this path. And this is all about the 2024 election. This is about the deep state trying to stop us. But again, if there is a nuclear weapon and there is the isotope that they go and they, you know, pick up the pieces and stuff and they actually see the signature, they will trace that back all the way back to Hillary Clinton, Obama, and the rest, if you really think about it, which means it's game over for them. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very interesting. But the one thing we do know is that the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.